This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. I'm a professor of theoretical physics at the City College and the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because, hey, this is your hour. Are you sick and tired of simply listening to the TV and listening to the radio and not being able to interact with the host? Well, here is your chance to get even. Give us a call. The hotline number, write this down. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, it's 612-564-8135. You can also go to my website and ask the question directly off the website. Website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And again, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Here's your chance. Here's your chance to ask that question that you've always been waiting to ask but never had the opportunity. You know, years ago, I was on a book tour, and a person came up to me after the lecture, and he says, "Professor, you have got to answer my question." And I said, "Well, gee, why? Why do I have to answer your question?" And he said, "Please, please, it's because if you don't answer my question, it will be another 10 years before a theoretical physicist comes by this town to answer this same question." And I thought to myself, and I said, "He's right. I mean, how many theoretical physicists are there in the United States? There are not that many of us. For example, how many of us do string theory? Oh, about 100. That's it. Out of a population of almost a third of a billion in this country, there are only about 100 of us that work on the unified field theory. Well, anyway, here is your chance to ask that question, no matter how complicated or obscure it is. Chances are, if you have that dumb question, chances are scores of other people have the identical same question, but are simply too embarrassed to ask. Well, you can ask that question on Science Fantastic, because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. Years ago, there was a gentleman who was walking down a country road, and he saw the moon, and he saw an apple fall. And then he asked himself a stupid question, and that is, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? He thought about it, and he said, "Yes, the moon is in free fall. It doesn't hit the Earth, because of course it rotates around the Earth, but yeah, the moon is in free fall. In fact, almost everything is in free fall. Unless something is sitting on the floor or resting on something, yeah, everything is in free fall. Walking is free fall." This young man's name was Isaac Newton, and he initiated what we call the Industrial Revolution by writing down the laws of mechanics, the laws of rocket ships, the laws of gravity. A comet sailed over London around that time. Everyone was talking about the comet, including a man named Edmund Halley. He visited Isaac Newton and asked him, "The comet, everyone is talking about the comet. What is it?" And Isaac Newton said, "Oh, that's easy. It's moving in an elliptical orbit. I've been tracking it with my telescope that I recently invented, and it's undergoing an inverse square law." Well, you can imagine that Edmund Halley's jaw hit the floor. I mean, comets were a mystery. an object of superstitious worship. The king must die, people said, when a comet looms overhead. And here was this young man saying he's worked out the trajectory of comets. And they said, this comet is going to come back in 76 years, he predicted. And sure enough, on Christmas Day, 76 years later, when both Edmund Halley and Isaac Newton had passed away, a comet sailed over London, sealing the fame of Isaac Newton. And why was he so famous? In part, because he asked himself a stupid question. Does the moon also fall? He created a mathematics to calculate the falling moon, and that mathematics is called calculus. Well, anyway, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, it's 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now and take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Jason Sorensen, and I follow you on Twitter. I'm calling from Los Angeles. The question that I have for you that's been on my mind, we talk about dark energy, and I'm trying to wrap my head around this concept. As we look further out into the universe, we see that galaxies are redshifting faster and faster away from us. But as we look further out into the universe, we're also looking further back in time. So doesn't that mean that the expansion of the universe is actually slowing down? Because as we get closer and closer, it's less and less time dilation. Whereas the further out we look, the further back in time we're looking. So just trying to get my head wrapped around dark energy, and hopefully this question makes sense. Thanks.
Okay, well, your question makes sense because it goes to one of the great unsolved problems in all of physics. It goes back to a question asked 2,000 years ago by the Greeks, and that question is, what is the world made of? Well, we used to think for 2,000 years that the universe was made mainly of atoms. Well, that's not true. We now realize that about 4% of the matter energy of the universe is in the form of atoms. That 23% is in the form of dark matter, which is invisible matter, which holds the galaxies together. And 73% is in the form of dark energy, which is what you mentioned. Dark energy is the energy of nothing. It's the energy of the vacuum, which is pushing the galaxies apart. Now, it was Nikola Tesla, who the father of modern electronics, along with Thomas Edison, it was Nikola Tesla who said that it's possible to extract energy from nothing. Well, not quite true, but he was close. Energy from empty space. It turns out that Einstein's equations contain a term called the cosmological constant, which shows that even nothingness has energy associated with it. And this energy is repulsive. It is very faint, but it is sufficient to push the galaxies apart, and that gives us the expanding universe. Therefore, if a yellow star is moving away from us, light is stretched as it comes to the Earth, and when you stretch yellow light, what happens to yellow light? It turns red, and that's called the red shift. And when we look in the heavens, we see that almost uniformly, all the galaxies, except for a few, are moving away from us. This is called the red shift. And we think that what is driving it is dark energy. Now, the question is, how do you predict how much dark energy there is? If you get a sheet of paper and you do the calculation as to what you think dark energy should be, you come up with a number which is off by 10 to the 120. That is 10 raised to the 120 powers. That is 1 with 120 zeros after it. This is the greatest embarrassment in all of physics. We're clueless as to why dark energy is off by 10 to the 120. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And if you figure this out, by the way, be sure to tell me first, and we'll split the Nobel Prize money together. And give us a call at 612-564-8135.
everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. All you have to do is call 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you. Why should science be a secret? No, you could be part of the March of Science by giving us a call and leaving your name, call letters of the radio station or website, and the city you're calling from. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name is Harry. I'm calling from Rochester, New York area. I'm listening out of WGVA. And my question is, I want to hear something about harvesting helium from the moon. About a year ago, I was listening to some program, I don't know, but they were talking about going to the moon, and just a few inches under the moon is tons of raw material of HE2 and tons of helium, and that one payload of a space shuttle will actually produce enough non-pollutant energy for the United States for an entire year. So, do you know anything about that? Thanks again.
Well, yes, I'm quite familiar with the calculation you mentioned, but I think the people who made that statement are kind of overstepping what is known. Let's back up. When we go to the moon, people want to know, can we mine the moon? Can we get materials that'll pay for going to the moon? Well, for the most part, the answer is no. It turns out that we know what the moon is made of. The moon was basically blasted out of the Earth about 4 billion years ago. And as a consequence, the chemical composition of the moon is almost identical to that of the Earth. So if you were to mine ores on the moon, it's very expensive. You can simply mine ores in your backyard. You don't have to go to the moon. However, some people think that helium-3 is rare on the Earth and is slightly more plentiful on the moon and could be used in fusion reactors to generate power. Now, great. Hey, I'm all for that. But what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace. The catch is, first of all, fusion reactors don't exist. In fact, we're not even sure they work. In southern France, in Cardassian, France, the European Union is basically backing the ITER fusion reactor, the most advanced $10 billion machine on the planet Earth. But unfortunately, it has been delayed once again. The joke is that every 20 years, we physicists claim that we'll have fusion in 20 years. 20 years after that, we make the next claim, give us another 20 years. Well, it's been pushed back again. Now, personally, I think this is the way to go. Personally, I think that one day we will get fusion reactors on the Earth and gradually wean ourselves away from fossil fuels. But that time is not now. And helium-3 requires a fusion process that's even more exotic than the ones being explored by the ITER. So what's the catch? The catch is, first of all, A, we don't really know how much helium-3 the moon has. And B, even if we do find helium-3 on the moon, it may take decades until we finally have a fusion reactor on the Earth which can burn helium-3. Now, most people on the Earth think that seawater is perhaps an easier fuel to get rather than getting helium-3 from the moon. Seawater contains helium, ordinary helium, hydrogen, I'm sorry, and you can fuse hydrogen from seawater to extract energy. So why am I for space travel? Well, as I said before, the economics of mining the moon are iffy. The economics of mining asteroids, however, is possibly a better shot because asteroids have platinum and rare earth elements that are valuable that are not necessarily found plentifully on the planet Earth. You see, when the Earth was molten, many of the heavy elements sunk toward the center of the Earth like platinum-based materials. In outer space, the asteroids did not go through that process. The asteroids did not come from a planet that was molten, where gravity slowly sucked in the heavy elements. As a consequence, exotic elements are more common in asteroids than the moon. The moon, on the other hand, was blasted out of the Earth about 4 billion years ago. An object about the size of Mars plowed into the Earth and blew out enormous chunk of Earth into space, which eventually coalesced because of gravity into the moon. So once again, yes, you can argue that helium-3 is a goal for the space program, but B, we don't know how much there really is. And most important, we don't have a fusion reactor to burn helium-3. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
This is David from Central Lake, Michigan, WMKT. I'd like you to do a discussion of the limits in the universe. We supposedly know the limits of the speed of light. I would ask whether light speeds up if it's a light beam is heading straight into a black hole. Temperature, we understand there's a limit to the low end of the temperature scale, but is there a limit to the high end of it? Is there a limit to the density? We know that if the Big Bang is true, then obviously the black hole reached its limits and exploded. Is there a limit to the number of elements? Is there a limit to the actual space? If the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into? And is there any end to where we can expand into? Is there a limit on the amount of dimensions that is possible? Well, just generally, I'd like you to discuss the limits of physics. Thank you.
Wow, you asked about 10 questions in one. The basic question being, what is the maximum of anything? The maximum temperature, the maximum weight, the maximum density. Is there an upper limit to these parameters? Lower limits, of course, exist. We have, hypothetically, absolute zero, the lowest temperature you can get. So let's say a few things about that. First of all, the maximum temperature. The hottest temperature we see in the universe comes out of collisions of black holes. However, the question is, can you get bigger and bigger black holes? And the answer seems to be yes. There's no limit to how much mass you can concentrate in a black hole. The black hole M87, which hit the newspapers, that black hole weighs 6.5 billion times the mass of the sun. It basically outweighs a galaxy. One small black hole at the center of the galaxy, M87, weighs as much as 6.5 billion suns. Is there an upper limit to this? And for the most part, we see no upper limit. Is there an upper limit to density? Well, if I take the sun, for example, and I were to squeeze the sun, eventually it would become a white dwarf. And eventually the white dwarf would decay into a black dwarf and drift as a piece of nuclear waste. But if you could somehow squeeze that, which is not going to happen, our sun will not turn into a black hole, but if you could squeeze the sun down to about 2 miles across, assuming you could squeeze the sun down to a sphere 2 miles across, it will implode and become a black hole. And so is there a limit to the density of a black hole? And apparently not. You can simply dump more and more materials into a black hole. And then is there the farthest star? Is there a limit to how far you can see with a telescope? Well, actually there is a limit here. It turns out that the Hubble Space Telescope, peering into outer space, looks into the past. Because light takes time to reach your eyeball, and therefore you've probably seen pictures of it. The farthest galaxy that you could see with a telescope, and then what is beyond the farthest galaxy? Blackness. There is a limit there, because you're going backwards in time. So what is this blackness that lies beyond the farthest star? It is the Big Bang itself. Since the Big Bang did not take place mainly in the optical region, but in the microwave region, that's why it's black. You're basically looking at Genesis itself. The farthest star is actually the creation of the universe. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is touting vaccination efforts. He said health workers have administered 300 million COVID-19 shots in his first 100 days in office. At the same time, vaccinations are on the decline, and the more contagious Delta variants are spreading in states with low vaccination rates.
The truth is that deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated. But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places in the lower vaccination rate states.
60 House Democrats have wrote to Catholic bishops in the U.S. urging them to not deny communion to President Biden and other Catholic politicians who support a woman's right to choose abortion. The bishops' conference is voting to draft a document that would do just that. This is USA Radio News. A 55-year-old man was arrested after allegedly assaulting California Governor Gavin Newsom as he made an appearance at an Oakland pizza restaurant. CHP, which provides security for the governor, said the Berkeley, California man was taken into custody. In a statement, they said the governor was approached by an aggressive individual. Members of the governor's security detail removed the governor from the situation. They said the man was booked into the Santa Rita Jail in Dublin, California, for investigation of resisting an executive order and assaulting a public official. Newsom didn't appear injured or disturbed by the alleged assault, later saying that different people have different ways of saying hello. A woman who identified herself as the suspect's sister said her brother is a homeless man with severe mental health problems. She told KABC-TV that the charges against him are consistent with his past charges and past behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Keep the calls coming. The hotline number, if you want to get on air, is 612-564-8135. And also go to my website, is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we get about 1 million people that pick up the Twitter feeds. So find out what the fun is all about. Also, I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. In my book, Physics of the Impossible, I talk about the impossible and whether or not one day we'll have time machines, teleportation, invisibility, starships. In the future of the mind, I talk about how physics is teasing apart the secrets of thinking itself. Telepathy, telekinesis, recording dreams. We can do it in the laboratory because of physics, believe it or not. And in Physics of the Future, I talk about the next 100 years. The next 100 years in the job market. Cancer research, longevity, transportation, artificial intelligence. And my latest book is The Future of Humanity, Our Destiny in Outer Space. One day we'll be colonized Mars. Will we go beyond that, leave the solar system, and build our first starship? Once we do that, what happens if we encounter intelligent life in outer space, which is also expanding into the unknown? So go to my website, mkaku.org. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Jay, and I'm calling from New York City. I'm listening to your broadcast through the Internet. Anyway, I've read several of your books, and I've really enjoyed them. I think your writing is very clear and speaks perfectly to the audience. I love that. My question involves quantum entanglement, and I'm wondering if you think someday that it will be used for communications. For example, I believe it takes like 20 minutes now to get a communication to the rover between Earth and Mars. But if quantum entanglement could be used, that 20 minutes could be eliminated. It would be virtually instantaneous. And I appreciate your work. Bye-bye.
Well, if you're a Star Trek fan, you know that the Captain Kirk can talk to Federation headquarters instantly, faster than the speed of light, by using something called subspace communications. Communications through subspace. Now, what is that? Maybe it's quantum entanglement. However, there are problems there. Personally, I think that one way to really communicate faster than the speed of light is through a wormhole. But again, to harness the energy of a wormhole, you have to be able to harness the energy of a black hole, which is very difficult. But let's talk about quantum entanglement. If I have two electrons are vibrating, and let's say you make them touch, and they vibrate together in unison. Then you separate them. When you separate them, an invisible umbilical cord emerges connecting these two electrons, such that if you jiggle one electron, then the other electron, faster than the speed of light, is aware of the fact that its partner is being jiggled. So, for example, let's say I have two electrons, one spinning up, one spinning down, like a top. When I separate them, and I measure the spin of the first electron, it is spinning up. Then what is the spin of the second electron? Down. And that information travels faster than the speed of light. Well, there's a catch there. Let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, I'll talk about the catch involved with quantum entanglement. If we could do it, we could talk faster than the speed of light. Okay, once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. 813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we take your questions, any and all questions about the cutting edge of science. And here's your chance to get on national radio to share your thoughts. Before the break, we had a question about quantum entanglement. To talk to a person on Mars takes about 20 minutes. If you have somebody on Pluto, it would take you 8 hours to a day to send a message to Pluto. To send a message to the nearby stars would take 4 years minimum. And so is there a way to communicate faster than the speed of light? Well, one possibility is wormholes, but that requires a fantastic amount of energy. Another possibility is quantum entanglement. Einstein was wrong on this one. Einstein said that nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Information from one electron to the other cannot travel faster than the speed of light. But quantum entanglement has been measured. We've done this in the laboratory. And bingo, if you jiggle one electron, its partner feels the effect of that jiggling faster than the speed of light. On this question, Einstein was wrong. We know that because we can duplicate this in the laboratory. So you may say to yourself, well, if that's so great, how come we don't have subspace communicators? Why can't we communicate with our space probes faster than the speed of light? Well, there's a catch. There's always a catch someplace. That catch is that, yes, some form of information traveled between one electron to the electron faster than the speed of light. The problem is that information was random. It was chaotic. It was useless. Now, Morse code, on the other hand, is not useless. When you send Morse code, each code corresponds to a letter. Letters correspond to words. Words correspond to concepts. That means you can send net information on Morse code. However, when you send information with quantum entanglement, what do you get? You get gibberish. So it's not useful. So at the present time, the only known way of possibly communicating faster than the speed of light is through a wormhole, which requires vast amounts of energy, stellar energy. But quantum entanglement, well, we can do it in the laboratory. We can send information faster than light, but it is useless information. Sorry about that. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Malcolm McLean. I'm in the Finger Lakes area of New York. It's 1240 WBBA. And the question is, I thought a few years ago out of Brookhaven, they were attempting to do an experiment where they would generate a minuscule black hole. And, of course, everybody was worried, if we did something like that, could we generate a black hole that would run away? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, well, I think I am partially responsible for the incorrectness of that idea. Years ago, I was talking to a producer at the Science Fiction Channel, and I mentioned, ha ha ha, that we're building this accelerator in Geneva, Switzerland, the Large Hadron Collider, and some people think that maybe there could be a runaway reaction, maybe there could a black hole could be created in that machine. And then I was careful to say that it's not going to happen. Well, the producer from the Science Fiction Channel, his eyes lit up, and sure enough, without my permission or whatever, he ran with the idea and did a program where an accelerator created a black hole with all sorts of monstrous effects. Well, the idea is out there. If you saw the latest Spider-Man cartoon about entering the Spider-Verse, you realize that the whole Spider-Verse of parallel universe Spider-Man was unleashed by a particle accelerator. Well, first of all, let me set the story straight. To create a wormhole, you need the energy of a black hole. And a black hole would require the energy of a star. We are nowhere near being able to create the energy of a star with the Large Hadron Collider. Second, even if you could do that, in outer space we see cosmic rays. Cosmic rays with more energy than can be created with our puny pea shooters, call the Large Hadron Collider. And hey, we're still here. The fact that we are still here is proof enough that there's no danger from a Large Hadron Collider. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with your phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. That's right. This is your chance to ask that question or make that comment that's always been bothering you, but you just never had that opportunity. Well, here's your chance. You can call us at 612-564-8135. So why don't you become part of the March of Science? Why should we scientists have all the fun teasing apart the nature of reality itself? So give us a call at 612-564-8135. Anything is fair game. We're talking about stars, galaxies, astronomy. We're talking about health, cancer research, biotechnology. We're talking about dinosaurs. We're talking about ancient civilizations. We're talking about future civilizations. We're talking about life in the future. All these topics are fair game if you call 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Michio Kaku. I'm Vincent Michi. And I'm calling from New London, Minnesota. It's easy to understand that there are three spatial dimensions and this fourth singular dimension of time. Gravity is bestowed by Higgs boson particle in a sense, and then it gives mass to the planet standing right now. I'm interested if there was some small quantum particle that would denote time, the passage of time. If this is true, would time be unique to each individual particle? Would they each have their own unique time? Similar, but different. I'm wondering what your thoughts are about that, Doctor. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a question about the nature of reality itself. And, well, we have Einstein's theory, which gives us the most advanced understanding of space and time. First of all, you ask whether or not each particle has a clock associated with it. Well, there is one version of quantum mechanics where you can do that. However, it's not necessary. That is, time is everywhere. It's a parameter by which we measure the entire universe. However, you could put a clock on a subatomic particle. That's called proper time. And yes, there is a formulation of quantum mechanics where there is a clock on each particle as it moves in space and time. But does it have a physical significance? Well, not that we know of. We think that it's a way to parameterize space and time. Now, Einstein says that space and time are not really different. Then if I move at a certain velocity, I can rotate space into time and time into space. And so time no longer has an individual meaning. That is, space can be interchanged with time simply by moving in a straight line. And then he wrote down, of course, his famous equations, which make this possible. At first, people thought, wow, this is nonsense. Time turns into space. Space turns into time. But yeah, not only that, but matter turns into energy. Energy turns into matter. So not just space and time, but matter and energy also turn into each other. And the simplest consequence of that is the atomic bomb. The atomic bomb is a consequence of the fact that time can turn into space, space can turn into time, which forces matter to turn into energy, and energy to turn into matter. So that a rock, like uranium, can be turned into energy in the form of a nuclear fireball through Einstein's equations. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, this is Ben Stanton from Dallas, Texas. I'm calling because I saw your Twitter post. I've read The Future of Physics in 2012, and it was very encouraging. My question to you is there any evidence in our reality that the Earth ever had exactly 360-day rotations around the sun? If so, why do we now have 365-day rotations if that is possible? Is it possible for the Earth to have different rotations around the sun than we do now and it still be habitable? Thank you very much for your time and wish you all the luck. God bless.
Well, that's a very interesting question because, first of all, we have Newton's laws of gravity, which allows us to calculate the trajectory of the Earth. But now we have supercomputers. Supercomputers which allow us to hit the fast-forward button or the rewind button to go back millions, billions of years into the past. And that opens up a whole new realm of astronomy because we're not used to thinking of the solar system billions of years ago. For example, the moon came out of the Earth about 4 billion years ago, and it was much closer to the Earth. And so a day on the Earth was different than a day back then. Same thing with a year. So we know that a year is 365 days, but that was not always true. And in fact, 4 billion years ago, an object about the size of Mars plowed into the Earth, gouged out a huge chunk of the Earth, which then solidified under gravity, and it became the moon. So we know, therefore, that what we see today was not the way it was, and in the future, it may not be the way it will be in the future. Now, you ask whether or not life can even exist in a situation where the parameters of the day and night are shifted. And for that, well, if the moon were to disappear, the Earth would wobble in its orbit over billions of years, and the Earth would tumble, and life would become impossible. And so the answer to your question is, there are scenarios where life itself become impossible if you change the parameters of the Earth, so that the Earth tumbles because we are missing the moon. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. And again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out what I've been up to. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and we also have about 3 million fans on Facebook, and about 1 million people pick up my Twitter feeds every week. So tune in to Science Fantastic.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.